This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
There's been a lot of changes in farming over the years, but at Farm Credit Services of Illinois, our commitment to farming and its way of life has never changed. Our products and services are a good fit because we understand the importance you place on your family and your farming operation. If it's the security of a long-term fixed-rate real estate loan, the flexibility of a one-year product, or one of our operating lines of credit, Farm Credit provides the products you want with the service you deserve. As a farmer-owned financial cooperative, Farm Credit has been serving farmers for generations. Whether we're in an office or on the farm, our commitment is the same. Dependable, constructive products and services designed for the way you farm. When you're looking for a lender that cares as much about you as you do your farm, look for Farm Credit of Illinois. You can find us online at fcsillinois.com or at 800-444-FARM. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm financial needs.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Right now, get $100 back on every Firestone brand radial tractor tire you buy on up to 8 tires. Rebate ends April 13, 2013. Restrictions apply. Call your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer for details. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Don't miss the radial tractor tire rebate at Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield.
First of all, in the news on this Wednesday morning, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat now trading at 705 and 3 quarter, down 3. July wheat trading at 710 and 3 quarter, down 3.5. May corn now trading at 646, up 1 and 3 quarter. July corn trading at 629 and 3 quarter, up 2 and a quarter. May soybeans trading at 1393 and a half, down 2. July beans trading at 1368 and a quarter, down 3. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, May wheat ended the day at 708 and 3 quarter, down 3 and 3 quarter. July wheat ended at 714, down 3.5. September wheat ended the day at 721 and a quarter, down 4. May corn yesterday ended at 644 and a quarter, up 10 and 3 quarter. July corn ended at 627 and a half, up 8. September corn ended at 562 and a quarter, up 11. May soybeans yesterday ended the day at 1395 and a half, up 17 and a half. July beans ended at 1371 and a quarter, up 13 and a quarter. August beans ended at 1339 and a half, up 10 and a quarter. May soybean meal yesterday ended at 394.80, up 15. July meal, 394.30, up 13. August meal, 383.30, up 13. May soybean oil yesterday ended at 49.98, up 46. August oil, 50.18, up 42. July oil ended at 50.18, up 42. August oil was 50.19, up 42. May oats yesterday ended at 367 and a half, up 3 3/4. July oats ended at 361, that was up a nickel. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Tuesday afternoon, with corn and soybean futures higher and wheat slightly lower. Technical trading at the Board of Trade helped to move prices for corn, soybeans, and wheat, as many traders prepared for Wednesday's release of the new supply-demand estimates by the USDA. In northern and western Illinois, country grain is quoted shell corn bids 10 to 11 cents stronger at 644 to 658, and soybeans gained 17 to 20 cents at 1398 to 1412. In central Illinois, Kinder Grain dealers quoted those shell corn bids up 10 to 11 cents at 653 to 663, and soybeans gained 16 to 20 cents at 1412 to 1424. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 6 to 10 cents at 626 to 672. Soybeans were up 16 to 18 cents at 1410 to 1426, and wheat bids mostly 3 to 7 lower at 698 to 717. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids are up 17 to 20 cents at 14.43 to 14.55. Basis ended steady to 3 cents better at 48 to 60 over the May. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis gained $1.50 a ton on Tuesday to range from $401.80 to $408.80. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids up 6 to 11 cents at 666 to 679, with basis steady to 5 cents lower at 22 to 35 over the May. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 11 to 13 higher at 660 to 662. Basis ended steady to 2 cents better, ranging from 16 to 19 over the May. Soybeans were up 17 cents, ranging from 14.23 to 14.35, with basis steady at 28 to 40 over the May. And new crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery fell 3 cents, down to 7.04 to 7.14, with basis steady today, ranging from 10 under to option July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 10 to 11 cents higher at 6.52 to 6.62. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 18 to 19 cents, ranging from 14.37 to 14.40. Soft red winter wheat down 3 at 7.22 to 7.23, and Milo ended a nickel higher at 6.23 to 6.24. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn bids from country elevators to producers range from 5.03 up to 5.20. In northern and western Illinois, new crop soybean bids were at 12.02 to 12.18. In the central part of the state, new crop corn ranged from 5.04 up to 5.22. New crop soybean bids were at 12.02 up to 12.23. In the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 5.05 up to 5.26. New crop soybean bids at 12.11 up to 12.28. And the new crop wheat bids in southern Illinois, those range from 6.82 up to 7.12. That is our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade from yesterday, April hogs ended at 80.72 up 20. May hogs ended at 87.30 unchanged. June hogs ended at 89.85 down 70. April cattle yesterday ended at 126.72 up 45. June cattle 121.70 down 32. August cattle 122.65 down a dime. April feeder cattle yesterday ended at 142.62 down 12. May feeders 144.75 unchanged. August feeders 151.57 down 17. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis were 4 cents lower. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of 74 to 76.49, with a weighted average carcass price of 76.31. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady to a dollar lower on the light sows, with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds were bringing 45 to 50, the 4 to 5 weights 49 to 54, the 5 to 550 weights 53 to 56, and 550 and up at 55 to 59. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points traded steady, with moderate demand and offerings ranging in price from 51 to 56, with a few up to 58. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 10,764 head. And from the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville, opening report for April 9th, they had receipts 378 head, and compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded $1 to $1.50 higher, and slaughter Holsteins traded steady. Choice slaughter steers were bringing 123 to 129. Choice slaughter Holstein steers 113 to 118. Choice slaughter heifers 124 to 128. And from the National Carlot Pork Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were not established, with 15 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $77.09, which was 33 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher, Choice carcasses were $191.41, which was 46 cents higher. And select carcasses were $187.02, which that was 56 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter, under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 124,000, which compared to 121,000 last week and 125,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 415,000, which compared to 427,000 last week and 419,000 a year ago. The Arthur Sale Barn weekly hay report for April 8th, they had receipts of 1,855 bales. Alfalfa premium quality small squares were ranged from $6 to $9. Good quality small squares sold from $4.50 to $5.50, with the large squares $85 to $95. Alfalfa orchard grass premium quality small squares traded from $6.50 to $7. Mixed grass good quality small squares traded from $4.50 to $5.75, with the large squares at $72.50 to $80, and the large rounds at $75 to $85. Wheat straw, good quality small squares, range from $3.50 to $4.75, with the large squares at $20 to $21. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, $1.73 and a quarter, up a quarter. For block cheese, $1.79 and a half, up one. For barrel cheese, $1.73 and a quarter, up two. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending Tuesday, $17.54. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for April, $6.55. For May, $6.65. Corn delivered to Scottville for April, $6.47. And for May, $6.57. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for April, $14.18. And for May, $14.01. And wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.88. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield, $6.55. Corn at Scottville, $6.47. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $14.18. And wheat at Scottville, $6.88. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show. It's 21 minutes after the hour of 6. Color radar showing scattered showers along and west of the Illinois River in parts of Jersey, Greene, Calhoun, and Pike counties. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
If you're going to challenge the status quo, you don't do so timidly. You've got to dig a little deeper and aim a little higher. Introducing FS Envision Seed Corn, engineered with genetic muscle to outperform expectations. We're the challenger brand, but make no mistake, we're here to unseed the top seed. See your local FS member company or visit fsenvision.com. Powered by Green Plan Solutions.
Cloudy skies with occasional showers today. High temperatures in the mid-70s. We will have south winds gusting to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy skies and cooler with occasional showers. Lows in the low 50s. For tomorrow, Thursday, cloudy skies and cooler with a slight chance of a shower. High temperatures in the mid-50s. Your extended weather forecast for Friday through Sunday: partly cloudy skies and warmer. Lows by Sunday in the mid-40s. High temperatures in the upper 60s. Right now at the Weather Center, we have cloudy skies. The winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady, and our temperature 68 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
You already know you can buy, sell, trade, even locate and give away on the WSMI Trading Post.
But did you know now you can also advertise yard work and house cleaning services?
The WSMI Trading Post. Buying, selling, trading.
And now advertising house cleaning and yard working services every Monday through Friday at 9:45 on WSMI AM 1540.
In the news this morning, Tuesday, we talked to Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about the grain trade. We asked him what effect, if any, the early corn planting will have on the markets.
Not really on the markets, although traders are watching it very carefully. The effect is not there because there's been a confidence all along that by the time we got to late April, planting would be moving along at a pretty good clip. As we look at next week, it looks like the southern third of the Midwest is going to see warmer temperatures and drying out conditions, and and to be able to see active planting progress, although the northern part of the Midwest Corn Belt looks like it's going to stay pretty cool and perhaps even damp as well. So the south should benefit from an improving weather pattern, but winter is going to linger in the north.
And this will affect wheat, the wheat markets too, won't it?
Well, absolutely. As I've been hearing from farmers in the northern plains who said we should be planting spring wheat already, and we're weeks away from getting into the field with snow cover still in the area of North Dakota and parts of Minnesota, and so and they're anticipating more flooding problems as well. So that will likely affect and impact both corn acres and spring wheat acres, probably benefiting more soybean acres in the northwestern Midwest.
Here's the weekly crop condition report, and for that we join Mark Schleusner of the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Last week was cool and dry across Illinois. Temperatures averaged 3 degrees below normal, and precipitation was more than 1/2 inch below the average for this week. The overall state average for precip was just 0.04 inches last week. Averages by district ranged from a low of 0 in the southeast and east-southeast to a high of only 0.12 inches in the northeast. Topsoil moisture is generally adequate to surplus around the state. Overall, 1% of cropland is rated as having very short topsoil moisture. 6% is rated short, 74% adequate, and 19% is surplus. Subsoil moisture is rated as 7% very short, 22% short, 64% adequate, and 7% surplus. Pastures and winter wheat are breaking dormancy and beginning to green up around the prairie state. Producers are doing very little planting at this time, but we have received some reports of corn planting. More commonly, producers are applying anhydrous ammonia, dry fertilizer, and herbicides. Oats planting reached 17% complete, up from 2% last week, but well behind last year's 88% and the five-year average of 43% complete. Crop condition reports show the winter wheat crop as 1% very poor, 4% poor, 23% fair, 62% good, and 10% excellent. Pastures around Illinois are rated as 1% in very poor condition, 20% in poor condition, 37% fair, 35% good, and 7% excellent. This has been Mark Schleusner with the Illinois Field Office of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
Farmers are worried and wondering just how the drought of 2012 will influence the premiums they will pay for crop insurance this year, and Todd Gleason has more.
About 80% of the crop insurance sold in the state of Illinois is RP, or revenue protection. It provides insurance against revenue losses and includes a price guarantee should the price of crops like corn and soybean be higher at harvest than when the insurance was purchased, the base price set in February, then the price goes higher. Again, RP is the most popular crop insurance option sold in the state of Illinois. You would think the price of this insurance, most other federally backed crop insurance products too, would be higher this season than last year. That won't be the case in Illinois, says Gary Schnitte, despite the payouts made because of the drought of 2012.
For 2013 compared to 2012, and over much of the northern and central part of the state, RP premiums, if we have the same projected price and volatility, will be lower than they were in 2012. And we see price decreases of in the northern and central part of the state of anywhere from 0% up to 7% at some of the higher coverage levels. Those are price reductions. Those are occurring primarily because RMA did a rating study and found that Illinois farmers tend to pay more in than they get out and are adjusting premiums downward.
RMA, USDA Risk Management Agency, is doing some actuarial adjustments to crop insurance premiums. Those rating study adjustments, says University of Illinois Schnitke, are ongoing.
This rating study and the resulting changes in rates are supposed to be phased in over a three-year period. Last year was the first year, this year is the second year, and we'll have another premium reduction next year.
The facts suggest, thinks Schnitke, the phase-in of the adjustment will smooth out the potential premium increases caused by the drought. Those won't be included in crop insurance premiums anyway until 2014.
Yeah, because of the phase-in, and again, droughts, you know, the way the premium structure works, there's anticipation that you have a drought every 1 in 25 years or so. So those get weighted by their chance through a weather weather weighting process. So it won't be as large as some people are expecting.
While most of Illinois will see lower crop insurance premiums, there are some places in the state, the southern third, where premiums will go up. The southern third of Illinois is considered by RMA to have paid cheaper premiums over time than needed. That's changing and will continue to do so this year and next. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
Recent trade barriers from Russia and China have impacted meat export figures in recent months. The president and CEO of the United States Meat Export Federation, Philip Tseng, explains in this report from the Federation's Joe Sheely.
We have been really challenged from the standpoint of both of those two markets. Those markets are critical to us, especially on the pork side. And also, from the beef standpoint, we still don't have access into the Chinese market. And the Russians, as a result of their action, affected both beef and pork. So this has been a major hit to the complex. But we're still quite bullish as far as what this year will bring. We're working as earnestly as possible to try to get back into those markets.
Tseng also notes that beef exports to Japan did not get the boost some were expecting in February, but he expects this to change when the March results become available.
I think a lot of the packers elected to exhaust what they had in the pipeline for 20-month cattle before they commenced with the 30-month. So that did give us a transition as far as the Japanese market, but now we're fully into the 30-month campaign. I think everything's working very well, and we're starting to see a strong ramp up as far as our beef exports into Japan at this point.
One of the best performing markets during the first 2 months of the year was Canada, which underscores the importance of finding a solution to the ongoing country of origin labeling dispute between the United States, Canada, and Mexico.
I think it's very important to keep in mind two of the most reliable markets we've had over the last decade have been Canada and Mexico. Combined, we sell about $4 billion worth of meat, north and south. So whatever we do, you can't take those markets for granted. They've been fantastic markets for us as we've dealt through the last decade and all the issues we've had. They've been very reliable buyers. And so I would hope that everybody would take full consideration of those markets as we deal with the cool issue and other issues related to those two NAFTA countries.
For more on these and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.
In response to the Environmental Protection Agency's notice of proposed rulemaking regarding 2013 renewable fuel standard required volumes, the Renewable Fuels Association has submitted comments. In a release from the group, they highlighted four key points of the comments. According to RFA, the EPA should revise its proposed 2013 cellulosic biofuel standard to better correspond with current expectations of actual 2013 cellulosic biofuel production volumes. But the group says the EPA should partially reduce the 2013 advanced biofuel standard, as sugarcane ethanol imports are unlikely to be available in sufficient volumes to meet the requirement. Because there are legal and economical options available for surmounting the blend wall, the Renewable Fuels Association tells EPA the E10 saturation point should not be a factor in their decision-making process for 2013 RVO levels. The RFA also believes the EPA should propose 2014 renewable fuel standards as expeditiously as possible, and ensure the 2014 RVOs are established no later than November 30th of this year. The United States Department of Agriculture is accepting applications from qualified nonprofit and public organizations for the Intermediary Relending Program. Loans through the program support rural businesses and community development groups and are intended to spark business expansion and create jobs. The USDA lends money to economic development intermediaries, who then relend the funds as commercial loans to rural businesses that might not otherwise be able to obtain such financing. Applications and forms are available at rural development state offices. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, May wheat is trading at 7.06 and a quarter, down 2.5. July wheat trading at 7.11 and a quarter, down 2.75. May corn now trading at 6.46 and a half, down 2.25. July corn trading at 6:30 up 2.5. May soybeans trading at 13.95¾, up 0.25. July beans trading at 13.69¾, down 1.5. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau.